Good morning, everyone. Could you turn with me to Mark chapter 12? Mark chapter 12, I'm going to start reading at verse 28. And just before I start reading, I'm going to pray and just ask for God's help tonight. God, we thank you for another day and just another opportunity to share and to hear your word. We thank you for everyone who can make it out tonight. And we pray that you would give Gregor and I clarity of mind and clarity of speech and that people would hear our words, but they would listen to your voice as you speak to them. Pray that you would be active here tonight, and that your spirit would move in everyone's hearts here. We just thank you for your son most of all, and pray these things in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord, the Lord is one." And this next verse is going to be the verse I'm going to be focusing on, verse 30. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." So the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the burnt sacrifices, more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." So tonight I want to look at the topic of loyalty, or to use another word, faithfulness or devotion. I guess those three things are what I want to look at. And I want to look at loyalty as a choice or as a decision that you can make. And then I want to look at two other choices that kind of come after that. I want to look at the choice of love and then God as a choice. And now kind of a backstory of how I got this topic. When I was about 16 or 15 or 16, my dad gave me a devotional book. He just put it on my desk in my room. And I actually didn't read that. I guess a bit of a confession. I didn't start reading that until maybe 4 or 5 months ago. But it kind of worked out because when I was asked to speak, I was on the last section of that book, which was talking about loyalty. And I was like, you know, this might be a good topic to look into. And now the book, when it was talking about loyalty in that the last section there, it was speaking of loyalty specifically with human-to-human relationships. So I was reading it. And I was thinking, you know, we come in contact, or we have human-to-human relationships every day. They're important, and they're all good things. But there's one relationship that we have that's more important, that needs more attention, more focus than any relationship that we have on this earth, and that's our relationship with God. So I want to look at loyalty or faithfulness from a Christian's perspective, and in the context of our relationship with God. So I guess at its base, loyalty or faithfulness, you could say, as an example, if you made a commitment, I'm going to use maybe a diet as an example, or an exercise routine, or a plan as an example. You could, if you made a commitment to have that plan, to stick to that plan, and to be faithful to doing those things every day, so to eating the right foods or exercising, sticking to your plan daily and making the commitment making the choice to do those things daily and to stick to that, to be loyal or to be faithful to doing that. Or you could take that to Christianity. You say you're faithful to go to church, you're a faithful churchgoer, you're a devoted Christian. And that would just be loyalty or faithfulness at its base as a choice. So we take that a step further, and you look at love as a choice. When you think of loyalty, it's a choice to do something, okay? So when you look at love as a choice, you're choosing to love someone. So now when you choose to love someone, your loyalty or your faithfulness no longer is a choice, because that should be automatic when you choose to love somebody. Your loyalty, your faithfulness to them should be a demonstration of your love to them, and that should come automatically. If you said you loved somebody, but you weren't faithful to them, because your faithfulness is not really a choice, your love is the choice, you made a decision to love them, if you weren't faithful, then you'd have to really question whether you chose to love them or not, or whether you actually love them, because your faithfulness is a demonstration of your love to them. Okay, so now if we take it another step further and we look at God as a choice, and that would be at the point of salvation, when you realize you're a sinner, when you confess your sins to God, you repent, you turn from your sin, you ask for forgiveness from God, and you choose Jesus Christ for your life. You put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, and you choose God for your life. That would be the choice of God. Now, if we look back at this verse, Mark 12 and verse 30, the first commandment that God gives us, or the most important commandment, is to love God with the heart, the soul, the mind, and the strength. So to love God with all that we have, that's a commandment, okay? So when we choose God, your love to him is no longer a choice. It's a commandment from God to love him. So that means your faithfulness and your love to God should be automatic when you make your decision at the point of salvation, when you make your decision for God, when you choose God. Those things should come automatically, and your faithfulness to God should be a demonstration of your love to him. As in this verse, it's a commandment to love God. It's no longer a choice. Okay, so now I'm going to use me as an example. Me being a Christian, I made my decision for Jesus Christ when I was 7 years old. That's when I was saved. So now, there's some days maybe I don't feel like reading my Bible, or I don't feel like praying, or I don't feel like serving God or obeying God or listening to God's telling me or sharing my faith or living the Christian life, doing the things that God wants me to do to the best of my ability. I might not feel like doing that, and I might want to choose not to do that, and I might choose not to do that, but is that really an option? Because I already made my decision, right? I already chose to serve God. So now my responsibility is just to demonstrate my love for God by doing those things and not choosing not to do that. Now my choice has already been made. Okay, my choice for Jesus Christ has already been made. Now it's just my time to demonstrate my love to him by actually doing those things. And this could be the difference between a religion and a relationship. And I'm going to speak of Christianity in both ways, as religion and as a relationship. Christianity as a religion, you could choose to go to church, to read your Bible, to pray, to serve God, to share your faith with people, to live the Christian life to the best of your ability. You can be, as I said, a faithful churchgoer or a devoted Christian. You can choose to do those things. Or you could be a lover of God and do those things as a result of you loving God. Okay, so there's a difference there. Your loyalty, your faithfulness is included in both. It's needed in both. But in one, you're choosing to do something, and in the other one, you're choosing to love someone. Okay, and in this one, or in religion, your choice is to do something, in relationship, your choice is to love someone, and you're going to do the things that you've chosen in religion anyway, but it's because you love God, and that's your demonstration of your love for God. So now we get to the question, why do we love God? Or why do I love God? Or maybe your question is, why should I love God? Or why would I love God? You turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. And this verse almost gives us too easy of an answer, this question. Why do I love God, or why should I love God? So 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, we love him, this is speaking about God, we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Or if I was going to expand on this, I could say, and has shown us the greatest example of love and of faithfulness to us. Romans 5 and verse 8 says, but God demonstrated his love to us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So we have a problem as people, and our problem is sin. And sin is anything that's against God or anything that's against the Word of God. And since God is holy and God is perfect, God cannot be with sin. Like Leonard said this morning, people in their sin are spiritually dead. Okay, and God cannot be with sin. Sin cannot be in the presence of God because God is holy and God can't be with sin. And death, like Leonard said this morning, death is separation. So spiritual death is separation from God. It's eternal separation from God. So if we are in our sin, we cannot be with God. God cannot be with us. But now God said, no, I love those people too much to have the separation. I don't want the separation. I want to be with them. So God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to the world to die and to wash away our sin and to pay for our sin, to cleanse us from our sin, and to pay for our sin ultimately, and to make us sinless so that we can be with God, and we have the opportunity to be with God if we make that decision. It was because of his love that he died for us. John 3:16, the first part, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So God sent his Son to the world. And in Philippians 2, verse 8, it says, and he was obedient to the point of death. Or you could say he was faithful to the point of death. And in Romans 5, 8, it says, but God demonstrated his love to us, that when we were still sinners, he died for us. He was faithful and he was sent to actually go to the cross and to die for us. He was faithful enough to demonstrate his love for us to go and to die on that cross. So that's the answer to that question, why would I love God? It's because God loved me and he demonstrated that to me. He showed that to me by dying on the cross, by being obedient and going and dying on the cross to wash away my sin. So why would I love God? It's because God loved me. Jesus loved me. So why should I be faithful to God? Because he was faithful to me when he demonstrated that by going to the cross. In Mark 12, it says, or Jesus says, to love him, and to love him that all that, with all that we are. And in Revelation 2, verse 10, Jesus says, be faithful to the point of death, and I will give you a crown of life. So Jesus says in Mark 12, love him. And if we love him, if we choose God, we get to be with him. And in Revelation 2, it says, be faithful to me. This is what Jesus says. Be faithful to me on top of loving me. And you get to be with me and you'll get a crown of life. You get a bonus, I guess. A bonus if you're faithful until death, as he was. So if you choose me, you get to be with me. If you're faithful as I was, then there's even more. There's better things coming with that. Just as a last passage, you turn to Ephesians 5. I'm going to read Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. I'm going to read that again. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. And just as closing, I wanted to ask a question, kind of just something to think about. It's a question that you can ask yourself, and I would have to ask myself, I'd have to ask this to myself. It's kind of a two-part question. And the first question, if you could say yes to it, it's a good thing. It's a great thing if you can say yes to the first part of this question. But the goal should be to be able to say yes to both. And I would have to ask myself this, because I don't know if I could say yes to both of these questions all the time, or both parts of these questions, this question. Am I choosing to faithfully do the things God has asked me to do? It's the first part of this. Am I choosing to faithfully do the things God has asked me to do? Or do I do the things God has asked me to do faithfully because I love him? So that's just something to think about. I thank you all for listening. I'll give Gregor his turn now.